I want to welcome you to our vignette, our Think Biblically vignette. Our title today is Breath and Speech. If you've ever gone for a jog or for a run, and you try to carry on a normal conversation, it is usually pretty difficult. If you have ever sat with someone terribly ill, or that is in the process of dying, usually their breathing is labored and very difficult, and you need to bend very close and put your ear very close to their mouth so that you might hear their words. You need airflow in those lungs to push out those words. You know, it's a treat if you've ever been to an opera or to hear a professional singer sing, because they have been taught to control their breathing, and so they can speak succinctly. It's a real treat. If you've ever been too close to a person who's speaking, you can feel their breath on your face. And unfortunately, sometimes you can smell their breath, and it's, so you try and back away. But that airflow comes through your lungs and pushes out those words. And I know I'm being simplistic about it, but that's the way I think. No apologies here. It's just me. And very interesting, you can chew and breathe, but you cannot swallow and breathe. Sometimes we try that, and we all know what the end result is. We start coughing and sputtering, and we know not to breathe or try and talk with food in our mouth and trying to swallow, because that's not the way the Lord made us. You know, isn't that incredible? Just the detail of not being able to breathe and swallow at the same time is a miracle of God. If you're, if you know anyone as an evolutionist, I wonder how many people went extinct before they got that all figured out. Well, this vignette is not about evolution. It is about breath and speech. You gotta have airflow in order to speak. But what are words? What are words? Words are, they're the expression of our minds, right? We think about what to say and how to say it. And then we breathe, and out comes our words. But they came from our mind and our heart. Now think about God. We think biblically here, right? That's our name of our little website. Think biblically. Think biblically. So let's think about God. What if God had never spoken to us? If you let that soak in for a little bit, what a terrorizing thought that God never spoke to us. Oh, horror. But God did speak to us. He has spoken to us. He still speaks to us. His book is the living word. Remember in Genesis 2, verse 17, and then the Yahweh Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being, a soul alive. God breathed into Adam's nostril, and he became a living soul. And you and I are too. We're living souls. We're souls alive. Our souls will never die. Ever, ever, ever. We are living. We're a living being. Now then, we're talking about breathing and speaking. What about the Old Testament prophets? They spoke for God, right? It was God's word. It would be interesting if somebody had the time to count how many Old Testament passage and new that speak the words, "Thus saith the Lord, the Lord's word came to me." These are the words of God. These are the words of the Lord. The Lord said to me to speak this. They spoke God's word or words to his people. God used those Old Testament prophets. In Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 21, you can read the total verse, but it speaks of that Jeremiah spoke the words to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah. Thoughts, speech, words, there is revelation from God. And then we think about, I want to go to Amos before I leave the Old Testament idea here, Old Testament prophets. Amos chapter 3, verse 6. If a calamity occurs in the city, has not the Yahweh done it? Surely the Master Elohim does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets. So God has spoken. God has spoken. We are not left to ourselves to walk in the dark and to try and feel our way through the maze. God has spoken. And most importantly, he has spoken through his Son. Look at John, the Gospel. John, look at 1:1. In the beginning was the Logos, the Word. And the Word, the Logos, was with God. And the Logos, the Word, was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. He's the Logos. He's the Logos of God. The Logos. The Logos, it means a word, a thought, concept, expressions. So we have revelation from God. We do. He's Christ, the person in Christ. He took on visible human form. Look at verse 18 of the same chapter. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten, the only born one, God, the only begotten God, the only born one, the only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father, has explained him. That word is exegete, to pull out, to explain, to make clear. Remember Jesus said so many times, I only speak what my Father gave me to speak. I only say the words my Father has given me to say. Do you remember that? He exegetes, he explains him, he pulls out, he shows us God, because Christ is God. Christ is God. And yet, he took visible human form. And he has explained to us God. And yet, he's the Logos. He's the Word. He's the Word. The Logos, who has ever been. He's always been the Logos. 1:1. The Word, the Logos, was with God. And the Word was God. He is God. And here it says, no one has seen God at any time, the only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father, has explained him. Exegete, to pull out. So when we read the Gospels and we see Christ's words, he is speaking, he is the Logos. He's the Word of God. So, we do have revelation from God, don't we? And Logos, word, thought, concepts, expression, he explains God. He explains himself. He is God. And then, turn with me to 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Breath and speech. Verse 16, 2 Timothy 3. All scripture, not half of it, not just the part that you like, all scripture is inspired by God. That word inspired is God breathed. It's the only time this word is used. God breathed. All scripture is God breathed. Inspired. Inspiration. It's profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. God breathed, and God spoke, and God revealed himself, his mind, his thoughts to us. To us. Turn with me to 2 Peter, verse 21. Let's look at 20. But know this. When somebody says, know this, it's important, right? But know this, Peter says. First of all, that no prophecy of Scripture, that's old and new, all that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. So, no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever made by the act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. So the Holy Spirit moved these men along. They are different personalities that wrote these 66 books, different personalities, different modes of thinking, and yet the Holy Spirit moved them along, carried them or bore them along, so that man's will was not involved. Man did not originate the scriptures. They're God breathed. They're Holy Spirit directed and guided. The men, God used the different men's personalities, but the Holy Spirit bore them along as they wrote, guarding them from writing error and making sure, God did this for us, making sure there's no error. And so we can trust this Bible that God, the Holy Spirit, guided them to write God's Word, His God-breathed Word, to us. You know, this marvelous book is God-breathed. Reading and studying and ruminating on it and meditating on His Word tells us, shows us, tells us God's mind, what God is thinking, how God thinks. It shows us who God is. It tells us what He has done and what He will do. It guides us in the right way. His Word is ultimate because His Word is true. Do we really realize the value of the revelation from God? This book, from cover to cover, God breathed. Do we really value this book from God that we hold in our hand as much as we should? It's God breathed. All scripture. And it has a purpose for us, right? It's not just to read and be entertained by. It is to teach us. It is to reprove us. 2 Timothy 3:16. It's to correct us. And it's to train us in righteousness so that we can be up on a pedestal? No. Look at verse 17. So that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. God breathed. He communicates very words. He communicates to us, revealing His thoughts to us. May we grab hold of this thought today. Think biblically about God's revelation to us. God breathed. Holy Spirit inspired. Carried men along. No error. So we can stake our life eternal and our life today as He guides us to our final destination, and that is home to be with our Lord, whom we will see face to face. This is Lacey Couch. It's been from my heart to yours.